ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a school, it was called Hunter School of Performing Arts.
Or as imagine that, yes.
We were known in the town, the Hunter School of Puffs and Tarts.
You can say it.
G'day, Edie. Another big week in footy, as they say. Who have we got on?
We've got Reece Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
He's coming in to talk about their new book, which I'm very excited to hear about. Yes.
Right, what does he do?
No, not he, Maureen.
Oh, sorry. So Reece, it's like the cutlery lady.
What?
The cutlery lady.
No.
Female Reece.
No, this Reece is not a female or a male. No, they are non-binary.
Oh,
I've learnt all about, yes.
Have they got a cure? Is that a curable thing?
No. Should we get started? Yes. And what did he say?
Oh, he said, unless you send me $1,000 in Apple gift cards.
Right.
For Christ's sake, I don't know what you're doing with the apples.
Yes.
You can't get your Optus upgrade. 5G. I said, I didn't want it.
I got my solar panels as well. Anyway.
Shocking.
Oh, hello, Reece. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. And all of the non-binary boys and girls at home watching, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Ms. Edith Vale, and this is my best friend, Mrs. Maureen McGillicuddy.
G'day.
For another episode of Another Cuppa, where we talk to some of Australia's people. Today we're joined by Reece Nicholson.
Hello,
Reece.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Good on your chair.
Lovely to meet you.
Thanks for coming in, Reece.
It's nice to be here.
Now, Reece is here to talk to us about their...
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Book.
My book.
Dish. Spiels, scoops, emotional outbursts and the occasional recipe.
It's a lot of S's.
It's a lot of S's in there for someone that speaks the way you do.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't buy a copy of the book, Reece. I haven't read it yet. I'm not sure if I want to buy a
copy.
I popped down to the fairly plain library to pick up a copy and I think Caroline's got it here to display for everybody. Caroline.
Please bring in the book.
This is Caroline Springs, our dear friend.
Hello, Caroline.
G'day, Cass.
She doesn't talk. She's deaf as a doorpost. Caroline, pop the book down for everyone to see. Very nice modelling.
Yes.
You're a model, aren't you, Caroline?
Yes.
Very good on you.
Are you safe, Caroline?
Caroline, you can go now.
That's right. Good on you.
All right, let's get started, shall we? Now, your book is a cookbook, isn't it, Reece?
It's kind of a cookbook. It's like a book of essays.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I did flick through a few pages and saw that there are some recipes in there.
A few little ones, yeah.
And, of course, it's a modern world. Men can write recipes. Not that you are.
No.
But sort of.
Male presenters.
Anyone can write a recipe.
It's 50% written by a man. Am I getting that right?
In a way, I guess sometimes when I was writing I felt one way and sometimes I felt another way. So in a way, I guess.
Well, that's too much information, thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, personally, my favourite thing to cook is pea and ham soup.
Oh, I love
that. Lovely.
I love that.
And so wonderful in the winter, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm dying to ask, Reece, are you a fan of pea and ham soup? Mm.
I don't know if I've ever had pea and ham soup.
Oh, you've not lived.
You must have it.
You've not lived. How can you do all of the disgusting things that you people do and not have tried pea and ham soup?
You have to clean your guts out with pea and ham soup.
So the book sort of focuses on chicken soup?
Remember those books that were like chicken soup for the teenage soul or whatever?
Right.
It is, in a way, it's a book of essays, so it's kind of it's meant to be like a balm.
Lovely, very nice.
A book of essays.
Is that like the kids who wear baggy jeans in laneways?
No, that's essays.
Essays,
like essays. Written pieces.
Ah.
And so yours is mainly, you're sort of a book about chicken soup, is that correct?
No, I mean, not... I mean, that could be something that works for the market.
Very nice. It's chicken soup. That's a non-binary thing.
Do you all?
I guess it's not wet or dry in a way, so it's kind of non-binary.
And when you all get together, so I'm just trying to, because I'm an old woman.
Yes, that's becoming.
And it's very new world for me, and I'm trying to learn about it. I'm trying to be more accepting. Lesbian, just so I can picture a day in the life of non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
So you all get together, you pop down, go to Dangerfield, see if they've got a little sale or something on, and pick up, you know, a cool new outfit for $30.
Yeah. Some glasses without lenses in
Glasses without lenses. You get some milk crates to redecorate the house.
Yeah.
In your share house in outer Melbourne.
Somewhere to keep records that I'll never use.
Yes, absolutely. And then all sit around a pot of chicken soup. Is it?
I mean, I feel like we're focusing very hard on the chicken soup.
All right, well, let's not focus too heavily on the chicken soup, shall we? We'll move on. What kind of bread do you like with your soups?
Ooh, I like a chewy sourdough, and you put like a bit of oil on it. You can grill it on a skillet.
Yes.
And
yes.
Get it maybe, and then you can get a little bit of garlic, and you might rub some garlic
now
on
now
it.
Now we're talking the same language.
Bro. Yeah,
Reese,
she's a fancy.
I love getting bread every morning. I'll pop down to the baker, down to the Fairly Plain Baker.
Yeah,
and this is the thing, because I'm a bit of a bread snob like you, and I can tell, I can spot you're a bread snob.
Yeah,
I like to go down and I get bread off the baker.
Yeah,
do you ever get bread by the baker?
Sometimes I like to watch other people get bread.
Yes.
I'll just stand out the front of the bakery.
Edie, doesn't it?
After we finish recording here, we'll pop down to the bakery and see.
And I'll watch you get bread by the baker.
If you want to watch me get bread, and you can see how I do it.
And I'll kind of just be out there watching.
You can be, you can voyeur the guests
by the baker.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Now, listen, Reese, you're getting a little bit off topic here, love. We've brought you in to talk about your book. And I'm thrilled to hear about your chicken soup and all your other little and stuff. But I really would love to talk to you a little bit more about the book. So let's go back to the very start. So you wrote the book yourself.
I wrote the book myself.
When did you first learn to write?
What was the first word you wrote?
Well, you know, I don't, there's actually a thing in the book about this. I never got my pen license. So in a way, like I wrote the book, it's like illegal that I wrote this book because I didn't.
In some countries, it's illegal that you write any book, actually.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a school, it was called Hunter School of Performing Arts.
Or I can imagine that, yes.
We were known in the town, the Hunter School of Poofs and Tarts.
You can say it. Did you get bullied a lot at school?
I did, and then right at the end, I turned it around and I started bullying them.
Oh, really?
The kids at school, were they making fun of your hair or your clothes?
Face or...
Or your looks, that's one more, Rain.
Right.
Or your lisp. Have you had the lisp since then? Did you have the lisp at primary school?
I mean, I didn't develop it late in life.
No.
I thought it might have been part of the
What did they really focus on the most, do you think?
I reckon probably the lisp.
The lisp.
I reckon You've brought up some kids.
I know. Your ears, did they ever? Because they stick out a lot of the...
That's
they
what I was saying. Out. I think they're not wrong. They're not right.
Yes. They also don't line up.
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to say it. But yes.
Was never known to me until a photographer about 2 years ago pointed out in the middle of a photo shoot, do you know that your ears don't line up at all?
Wow. See, so the kids weren't really that bad, were they? Because they could have brought that up. Your ears have an unaligned...
They protected me, I guess.
Yeah, in a way they were holding back somewhat.
And there's like stuff in the book, I guess I kind of... I talk about that kind
back
of stuff
this
in the book.
Maureen, I've never had a guest... Bang on so much about
particularly
the same
one
topic.
That's been out for a long time.
Yeah. We've got a bit of a picture now of Reese as a child. Tattered clothes, wobbly ears.
Come on, mister, can't we have something to eat?
Lisping, no one can understand a thing that they're saying. And then we look at Reese now. And Reese, you're now on the program, the Paul's... Paul's show.
RuPaul's Drag. Well, it's called Drag Race Down Under now.
Now it's drag racing. My son, Eric, used to do. He held the track record at Calder for a very long time at the Speedway. So it's a reality, is it?
This one's the blokes on the telly. They're running around in sort of blokes in dresses running around. Not my cup of tea, but good on them. Do you think, Reese, so put marrying these two parts of your life together, do you think that going on this show is sort of a way for you to feel more normal, being surrounded by those people that are on the show? Because they're all... You've not watched the program, have you, Maureen?
No.
It's very, I've got mental health, you know. ADD.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok and now I can't go to the office anymore.
Exactly. These types. Do you think going on there, you've sort of, after all of the flaws people pointed out about you, you've gone on this program to make you feel better by being around these people?
No, I think I'm there to showcase an art form that I'm quite passionate about.
Where do we find these guests? Art form. Yes. I've watched it, Reese. Now, Reese, you'll be very aware that, of course, there's not a lot of money in the arts, especially for someone like yourself. So Maureen and I have decided to introduce to the ABC commercials. We're now doing live ad reads as part of the program, just to bring in a bit of extra revenue. So this little script has been put together. Maureen and I have been rehearsing. You've not had a chance to read it yet, Reese, but
thank you.
If it's all right, we'll just do a cold read and lots of high energy and look down the barrel of the camera when you're reading.
That one there?
I believe so. Is that Reese's camera there?
Yeah.
Very nice, thank you. All right, when you're ready, Reese.
The Fairly Plain Butcher is having a sale. It's a special secret sausage sale.
A special secret sausage sale?
Yes, the special secret sausage sale.
But isn't it a secret? Why are you telling us this?
They're sharing the special secret sausage sale because this is a secret that's so sensational, they can't keep it safe. So they're spreading the word that they've slashed the prices on selected sausages with superb savings on so many snags.
Seriously?
Certainly. There are stunning savings across the store. Silverside, skirt steaks, scotch fillet, strip steaks, spare ribs, smoked salmon, schnitzels and spam. It's such a spectacular sale.
Where and when can I partake in these savings?
Sale starts this Saturday the 7th until sold out. So scurry down to the Fairly Plain Butcher situated on South Sassafras Street by the supermarket and snatch up some savings on the special secret sausage sale.
Reese, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about your new album available on iTunes. Do go and check it out.
See you next time, and don't forget to recommend another cuppa to all your favourite nurses.
I did this because Joel Creasy was unavailable.